I'm Antonia Gonzalez, and this is Our Living Lands. Climate change is causing more floods across the globe. In Oklahoma, that flooding has an outsized impact on indigenous communities. KOSU and OPMX's Sarah Lisi reports on how the Oto Missouri tribe in the northern part of the state is working to mitigate those threats.
Every year, the Oto Missouri tribe and its seven clans host their annual encampment, which is
their homecoming, the reunion of the tribe and your families. It all takes place at the same place. You go down there and you bring your little kids into the arena.
That's Eric Payne, an Oto Missouri elder and former chairman of the tribe's encampment committee. More than a century's worth of encampments have happened on the tribe's grounds in Red Rock.
So we have adoption ceremonies, naming ceremonies. There's a ceremony of becoming friends, but the way it was told to me was all of those ceremonies were all supposed to be taken care of down there.
But the tribe's sacred gathering place is at risk because of the growing threat of flash flooding, and that threat is expected to increase. In 2023, a research team at the University of Oklahoma found indigenous communities in the state face higher flooding and rainfall risk.
We have had so many times a storm come in. I don't recall the campgrounds ever flooding during one of our dances, but I know we've had several close calls.
Payne explained that when the water in the creek hits the crest line, it flows across the encampment grounds and
everything in there becomes very damaged. It washes out where they've had to go in and make major repairs to the grounds.
In addition to the flooding, Payne has noticed the shrinking of different animal populations, such as the red-headed woodpecker. The tribe's emergency manager, James LeClaire, also noted the depletion of natural resources from the time when he was a kid.
Back then, you could survive on the land, such as pulling stuff, berries and stuff from trees.
But now times are different. One path forward is using the tribe's traditional ecological knowledge, or TEK. Wichita elder and researcher Teresa Sudol helped with that 2023 OU research study. She also proposed the TEK system to MIT and secured a fellowship to help the Oto Missouri tribe restore the land.
We should be able to go back to how we balanced initially our relationships with our environments and how it looked like when it was pristine and beautiful, and it took careful, tended respect and relationships. And those were taught to us from our ancestors.
Sudol aims to create what she calls a thrive map to preserve the tribe's TEK and implement it to cultivate a healthy environment. So far, the tribe has found some success with a high wind tunnel, where LeClaire is growing greens for the community.
We grew mustard greens, spinach, dark leaf lettuce, and collard greens, which they just blossom. So this year we're trying squash, tomatoes, we've got okra growing. I've tried a bean in there to try to help it with pollination.
He also plans to bring 8 honey beehives to the community in the coming months to pollinate the area. And to prevent flooding and limit the creek's erosion, he's installed riprap, consisting of a layer of stones placed along the stream bank. Despite the steps forward, Payne wonders if the damage will be too much to recover from.
That's just, I think, human nature that we wait until it's too late, then we try to say we're sorry, let me fix that. And sometimes it's just too late.
But LeClaire is not giving up hope. In fact, he's been helping other tribal nations across Turtle Island secure grants to help their local environments.
Everything takes time, but now they're starting to see the need. You know, we need to think about our kids and our grandkids, what kind of world we're going to leave them.
LeClaire says he hopes these environmental efforts continue to grow. That means sacred sites to indigenous communities continue to be protected. For KOSU, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.